USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier will visit South Korea this week for joint drills for the first time in about 4 years. The allies seek to deploy U.S. nuclear-capable strategic assets to deter North Korea from doing something foolish. The carrier will arrive at naval base in the southern port of Busan on Friday. A Baltimore City Circuit Court judge on Monday approved the state's motion to vacate the murder conviction of 41-year-old Adnan Syed. Baltimore City prosecutors filed a motion last week to vacate his murder conviction in the death of his high school ex-girlfriend, Haemin Lee. The public defender said prosecutors failed to tell Syed information about evidence that would have allowed him to defend himself, including details that established two other people had threatened Lee's life. The Taliban freed American engineer Mark Freericks in a prisoner exchange. The U.S. government released Bashir Nourzai, a warlord and drug trafficker with ties to the Taliban, a translator shortly after his release.
My exchange, I think, with God willing, can lead to peace between Afghanistan and America. An American was released, and I am also free with the help of the Taliban and their holy fighters.
Sharply rising cases of some STDs, including 26% rise in new syphilis infections reported last year, are prompting U.S. health officials to call for new prevention and treatment efforts. The U.S. Energy Department on Monday said it will sell up to 10 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for delivery in November, extending the timing of a plan to sell 180 million barrels from the emergency stockpile to artificially lower fuel prices. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
High-level talks at the United Nations General Assembly kicks off Tuesday morning with speeches from 33 world leaders, but not President Biden, as he travels back from the UK. Tuesday's speakers will include presidents of Brazil, Turkey, and France. Biden will speak on Wednesday. Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says the stances some of his Democrat colleagues have taken on issues such as the border, inflation, gas prices, to the demonization of Americans is a disturbing trend.
We went from a secure border to no border. We went from stable prices to record inflation. We went from safe streets to record levels of crime in every major urban area in the country. We went from $2 gas to $5 gas. I think those things are what's really disturbing to most Americans. But, of course, the mainstream press is going to talk about the things they talk about, frame things the way they do. That's in a just a way that's not accurate.
After 10 days of national mourning, the Queen of England has been laid to rest.
Queen Elizabeth is at her final resting place. She was buried in Windsor after more than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom and the world. She's now at rest by the side of her longtime husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died last year. Her burial comes after a funeral service, which was later followed by a committal service. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.